This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Monday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect New Zealand. I'm David Chaston and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. And today we leave with news China's services sector is stirring again despite some bumps in the road. But first, the OECD has achieved its big reform of how and where multinational companies will be taxed, their BEPS reform. It is an agreement between 136 countries and brings a reluctant US on board. The deal included a 15% minimum rate for corporations and the main parameters of how much profits of multinationals would be taxed in more countries, 25% of profits over a 10% margin. The bottom line is that it should see countries collect around $150 billion in new revenues annually. That will be massive for many countries and will be felt in the largest corporate boardrooms. In the US, the anti-tax Republicans are already lining up to try and neuter it. And the United Nations FAO released its September food price data showing another rise in overall prices globally. In nominal terms, prices are approaching their highest levels achieved first in September 2011. In real terms, they're at the highest since 1974 when droughts and oil crises and raging inflation all conspired to hit food at the same time. China is still getting its share of adverse weather. 1.75 million people have been affected by days of flooding and landslides in the normally arid northern Chinese province of Shanxi, and these will have a national impact. 120,000 people have been evacuated and more than 17,000 buildings have collapsed. This in turn has affected important national supplies of coal and other minerals, about 60 coal mines, 372 non-coal mines and 14 chemical factories have been forced to close. And staying in China, their services sector is expanding again at a moderate pace and bouncing back from a weak August. At least that's according to the private Caixin Services PMI released over the weekend. Still, it can't hide the general softer trend evident in 2021, and their Golden Week travel activity is down 40% from last year, suppressing service sector enthusiasm in October. However, Taiwanese exports impressed again, rising 29% above year-ago levels when a 25% gain was expected. These are now 37% higher than for September 2019. It's a standout export success story. In the US, the expected 500,000 gain for their non-farm payrolls report did not eventuate for September. The headline number was only 194,000 gain, the smallest rise in 2021 and a big miss. However, we may be the only one noting this, but we need to be extra careful of following the herd and using these seasonally adjusted numbers when perhaps the pandemic twists are screwing around with the seasonal adjustment mechanisms. The actual data is far more positive and far more consistent with the falling jobless claims data. There are now actually 148 million people employed in the US as at the end of September, up 654,000 from the end of August and up 5.7 million from a year ago. That paints quite a different picture than the seasonally adjusted monthly 194,000 gain. The same distortion happened in August. Actual employment is what is important. By this data, US hiring is actually strong, not slowing. Markets sense the underreporting and still think the Fed will push ahead with its tapering, undeterred. In Canada, they reported very positive employment data for September, with a gain of 157,000 and topping both estimates and for August. In Australia, their central bank issued its latest update to its financial stability review. One aspect stands out. It thinks it's only a matter of time before a large bank is crippled by a cyber attack and the defences of a significant financial institution will be breached. They're also directly concerned about the risk of excessive borrowing due to low interest rates and rising house prices. The US Treasury 10-year yield opens today at just over 1.61% and up on a 1 basis point from this time on Saturday and a 13 basis point rise in a week, taking it to its highest in 20 weeks. And the price of gold will start today little changed again at $1,757 an ounce. Over the past week, the price of gold has also little changed. And oil prices are up a dollar to just on $79 a barrel in the US, while the international Brent price is unchanged at $82 a barrel. And the Kiwi dollar opens today unchanged at just on 69.3 US cents. Against the Australian dollar, were also unchanged at 94.8 Australian cents, and against the euro were marginally softer at 59.9 euro cents. That means our trade-weighted index starts today unchanged and down to just on 73, right in the middle of the 72 to 74 range of the past 11 months. And the Bitcoin price is higher again than this time on Saturday, up 1.7% to be now at $55,269. A week ago, it was $47,496, so it's risen more than 16% in the past 7 days. Volatility in the past 24 hours has been modest at just over plus or minus 1.8%. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes. Get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz. Kia ora, I'm David Chaston, and we'll do this again tomorrow.